You leaving tomorrow?
I think so.
You have to go back. Where do you go from here?
Huntsville.
Oh, yeah, she's talking about Huntsville. That's a dilly.
What's it like there?
I don't know. I just went through there, and we had breakfast that day, and right across the street, I think, was a penitentiary or something. You know, they had a shootout. Remember, you read all about that 2-3 years ago.
I remember some of that.
Yeah, I just said I've forgotten a lot of it.
A long
but there's quite a few
really.
People killed, you know. And so it's quite interesting.
What are the people like
then? Huh?
Do you know anyone from there? What are the people like from there?
No, I don't, but I know there's some wonderful people go to school there, and teachers go there, and I guess they're people just like we are. You know what I mean. Now, I don't know about the people that actually live there. I mean, they're pretty well behaved. Or else.
Well, you know, on the plantation, on San Juan Plantation, I know you said they grew corn there.
We grew everything.
Where did you store the corn? Where did they?
Oh, I don't know. Now, when it comes to farming and anything about that, I couldn't tell you.
Well, did
we
you
didn't have to store the stuff. We could just leave it out in the open. Our weather is just that kind of weather, you know. The corn is that we'll have fresh corn in the next month or two, you know. We'll have fresh corn, corn on the cob. So then it gets into the hard corn, and then, and I'll tell you something, that you know the tamales? You know what a tamale is, don't you?
Tell me about how you do that.
Well, you know what a shuck is, don't you?
Yeah.
The shuck is off of dry corn. You get these shucks before you couldn't give them away, and now I think they have to pay good money to get. Well, you make it, the tamale out of the corn shuck. You see, after the corn is dry, you see the shuck is dry. And then they make a masa. You don't know what a masa is?
It's a...
Well, it's made out of a... Well, that's a long story. You have to, you buy the corn, I mean the dry corn, and you cook it till it's cooked, you know. And I think they put a little lime in it, Angela?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of lime, L-I-M-E. And it's cooked. Then, after that, you know what a metate is? Because that's a lost art with the Mexicans. Here, now they have our machinery. But you used to make you cook the corn, the dry corn, and you put it to soak. Before, I think you put a little lime in it, I've forgotten now. You put it to cook, and then on this mortar, this stone stuff, you grind it. I have pictures of postcards of that. You grind that, and then you make your masa, and then you make your tortilla, and then you cook that tortilla on a skillet, see? And that's your tortilla. Now, all right, for your tamales, you take this masa, which is dough, and they get the shucks, which have been washed and soaked, and you put it, and they are very adept with the fingers. They'll smear that shuck with it. And there you put your meat called picadillo. And it's finely chopped meat, and it's seasoned. It has onion and cominos. You don't know what the Americans call it, cumin seed. And maybe a little bit of garlic. You season that well and you put that in the tamale, and then you roll the shuck like this and turn it over, and you fill a pot gradually up to the top.
Nine
and then you put
grand.
A little water in it and wash it so you won't burn it, and sort of steams and cooks them.